The U.S. and its negotiating partners have gone back and forth with Iran for months over its nuclear program. Monday marks the deadline for that deal, if there is one, unless, of course, they extend that deadline. Dennis Ross has been watching the negotiations closely. He was one of President Obama's advisors on Iran. He's now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Ambassador Ross, thank you so much for joining us in our studio.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
From this distance, looking at the talks in Vienna, do you see signs of progress?
I see what you would normally see as you head towards the end of a negotiation. You always get to the brink of a negotiation, and the hardest thing to do is to try to close it. Mm-hmm. Each side is posturing to some extent. Certainly, we want to give up the least amount and get the most, and they want to do just the opposite. And certainly, the way the Iranians tend to negotiate, everything always goes down to the last possible second. So I would expect that we'll go to the brink. It doesn't mean there'll be a deal, but mm-hmm. it certainly means we're not yet in a position where you would say it's impossible to get one. I suspect that if there is a deal, it's not going to be something that can be completely finalized at this point. If there's a breakthrough, it'll be presumably a framework of principles mm-hmm. that outline how we have, in a sense, overcome the major gaps. If there isn't that deal, I think both sides will announce that there's been sufficient progress to justify an extension of the current joint plan of action agreement that was to expire on Monday.
Mm-hmm. And I apologize for using a sports analogy, but what about the chances that this might be the rope-a-dope strategy for Iran? That in the end, they prolong discussions and look like they're going to get near a deal because they want to have enough time to get a weapon in place?
Well, it's a legitimate... I think it's a legitimate way to describe this, and many people have feared this for a long time. The one thing to keep in mind is that the whole sanctions architecture stays intact. Mm-hmm. So if you want to play the rope-a-dope, you continue to pay a price at the same time. One of the things that's been very clear in these negotiations and that has been one of the holdups at this point is that Iran wants an immediate end to the sanctions, immediate lifting of the sanctions. We, for our part, want to suspend them and see a gradual implementation of sanctions relief as, in fact, the Iranians begin to fulfill their side of the bargain. They see if you lift the sanctions, it's very hard to reimpose them. We see suspending as a way of allowing us to snap back if they're not fulfilling their side of the bargain.
Let me ask about regional effect in a little over a minute that we have left. You have written a strong piece today saying that the concern that the U.S. has about Syria complicates these negotiations too.
Well, I think that we have been very reluctant to hit targets associated with the Assad regime. Now, part of the reason may be that we think that Iran will respond in Iraq in a way that undercuts what we're trying to do against mm-hmm. ISIL. I find that a little less plausible simply because ISIL's presence very close to Iran has to be a source of concern. The other part has clearly been a concern that if we did this, somehow the Iranians would decide, well, let's not close a deal with them. It's going to complicate the whole nuclear negotiation. Here again, I think that we should be thinking about, since they show no reluctance to compete with us outside of the nuclear negotiations, we should adopt the same kind of position towards them.
Yeah, which would translate to what in Syria at this point?
Well, in my mind, I would like to see us do a no-fly zone, at least over the north. We could do it in a way that is less demanding than some have suggested because there are 9 NATO Patriot batteries along the border with Syria, Turkish-Syrian border. They have an envelope or reach of more than 75 miles. If we were to declare that any plane flying in that area from Syria had hostile intent and it would be taken down by the Patriots, you would suddenly create a buffer zone, which I think is especially important right now, given the number of refugees who are finding no place to go.
Dennis Ross at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.